you for the price that you paid. Hey, I'm so glad I've been washed in your blood.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Aren't you glad you've been washed in the blood? The healing, saving, cleansing, sanctifying blood of the Lamb, Jesus. I hope you had a God-filled weekend. I know I sure did. You know, brothers and sisters, there in your walk with God, there comes a time when you have to kind of like back up from people and back into God. I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for each one of you, because I tell you, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, I just have to stop, take a breath. Sometimes hard to comprehend and try to put it all together. But I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for your trust in God. I want to thank you for your relationship with God, because the Bible says, if just two of you agree, God is in the midst. And if God is in the midst, oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, those of you that can, if you can, if you can't, I'll just try to help you a little bit here. I want you to go to, let me see. I want you to go to, I'm going to post it at the bottom. The first place I want you to go to is LordJesusHelpMe.com. 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 You see, I kind of explained to you that nobody is supposed to stay the same or remain the same in Christ Jesus. So Lord Jesus Help Me is the first new website and vision of the ministry. You see, all of this that happened and is happening had a purpose. I told you, I explained to you rather, God ministers to me and deals with me through websites. Because God's going to take over these airwaves. He's taking over them now. But this is the vision. This is where the ministry is now. We're on a much higher, deeper level in Christ. Interesting, huh? You get higher and deeper in Christ, and then your message becomes LordJesusHelpMe.com. But I shared with you every step of the way when I thought, okay, I got to change the ministry. Well, God was changing me and bringing me up to where he needed me to be. So I said, okay, and we're not through yet. The media missionaries are on their job, and they are doing a great job in spite of the opposition from the enemy. Because I know you all feeling some of it, but every time the enemy tries to oppose, somebody gets a great breakthrough. So this is where we are now. Lord Jesus, help. Oh, wait a minute. It's not me. Well, I do have that, but that's not it. It's LordJesusHelp.com. Take the me out. It's actually Lord Jesus Help. You got that? It's Lord Jesus Help. Because, you see, when we really need help from Jesus, he helps us in ways we ain't never seen before. He just doesn't come in with one thing. So it's Lord Jesus Help. And you'll recognize the emblem, because that's the same one we use on the speaker. At least we did. It was taken down only so it could be brought back up. And when you get time, you go do it. I say there, Jesus helps all, everyone, anyone who calls. Right? But that's not all. Now I want you to go to, oops, where is it? I might have lost it. Let's see. I want you to go to ILoveJesusMinistry.com. I love Jesus Ministry.com. These two websites convey where God has this ministry now. You see the one, the other one, I Love Jesus Ministry? Jesus loved you first before you ever knew him. Jesus died so that you could live eternally. Jesus ever lives today praying for you. God loves Jesus, do you? Here's why you should. Jesus wants to know your love back. Jesus loves you with an everlasting love. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm going to have to put the life. And again, I say, God loves Jesus. Do you love Jesus? I love Jesus. Then there's one of those cry runs that says, Eric and Joseph Shepherd, ministering Jesus' love, salvation, deliverance, inner healing, exorcism. Healing Jesus' way through the love of God. Yay! I made it. You made it with me. Isn't it interesting? It took pressure. It took pressure. It took pain. It took agony. It took learning Jesus, like Donnie McClure can say, I thought I knew you on yesterday, but I learned to know you in another way. You got to get there. The whole message on these two websites is all scripture. You see, you don't have to guess what I believe. I'm going to put it out there so you can see it. You don't have to guess what I know. I'm going to give it to you. But you got to understand, God ain't slowing up waiting for nobody. You either change and flow or you stop and fail to grow. This was just nothing but the pure gospel. And you got to love Jesus. If you love Jesus, there are things you will do. And if you love Jesus, there are things you won't do. You'll know those people that love Jesus. And in this message, I had to fight to get it. Man, I had to let nobody else's spirit interfere with my spirit while I was getting this message. Now look here, in this it says, this is something that it says, brothers and sisters, beware of loveless Christianity. Beware of loveless service. Beware of loveless preaching. In the end, it all comes down to this. If you have met God in the Lord Jesus, he's asking you today, do you love me? You see, you can work your fingers to the bone, but it does not satisfy your love relationship with the Lord Jesus. Love can never be satisfied by anything less or other than love. Your duty-bound work, your duty for responsibility, your knowledge, your zeal, it means nothing in the end to the Lord if it does not contain the love of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says that God chose Israel because he loved them. God does not say to you and I, do you love the work? Jesus does not say, you know, I want you to get out and feed the sheep, tend the sheep, and look after the lamb. Jesus's, God's first question to you is, do you love me? Jesus is saying to you today, if you love me, it's time for you to get out and let all this love that you have for me be the basis of your life in me. If you love Jesus, if you love the ministry of Jesus, let your love show. That's where I'm at. That's where you should be. That's where the whole purpose of you being delivered was to get you into. Deliverance is not a doctrine. I keep trying to tell people that. It's not even a ministry. The ministry of Jesus is the ministry of the full gospel. And it's based on, do you love Jesus? And I found it necessary by the Holy Spirit to remind people that God loves Jesus. I'm on this I love Jesus ministry, and I got up there in Revelation 22:13. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I say, when the Lord Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, they are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. In Hebrew, it is, I am the Alpha and the Tau. In English, they say, I am the A and the Z. If you come from the proper English-speaking area, otherwise you say A and Z. But when the Lord Jesus said, I am the Alpha and Omega, he was saying, get this. I am the alphabet of God. It is the logos of God, the heart and the mind of God. Jesus is the way God speaks to us. Jesus is the way that God reveals himself to us. Jesus is the way that God meets us in a way that we can understand Jesus, the Messiah. In Colossians, it says, we have been delivered out of the power of darkness, transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him were all things created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things have been created through him and unto him, and he is before all things. And in him, all things hold together. God was in Christ the Messiah, reconciling the world to himself. He is the head of the body, the church, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Prominence is not preeminence. That in all things he might have the preeminence. If there's something in your life that Jesus cannot have the preeminence in, get rid of it. It will destroy you. If there's something in your fellowship that Jesus cannot have the preeminence in, get rid of it. You see, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Remember, Jesus took Peter and said to him, Peter, do you love me more than these? The old Peter would have immediately said, of course, Lord, you know I love you more than all of them. He couldn't say it. He could not even rise to the same word. You see, there are two words in Greek. He said, Lord, you know I have an affection for you. Then the Lord Jesus said to him again, Peter, do you love me? It was no longer more than these. Peter had learned his lesson. Now it is just you, Peter. Do you love me? Peter said, you know, Lord, I have an affection for you. And the Lord said to him, Peter, do you have an affection for me? Peter said, you know I do. Brothers and sisters, again I say to you this morning, beware of loveless Christianity. Beware of loveless service. Beware of loveless preaching. In the end, it all comes down to this. If you have met God in the Lord Jesus, he's asking you today, do you love me? You see, I've never ever left anybody in doubt to where I'm coming from. you never had to wonder where I'm coming from. I love Jesus first and foremost, and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed to tell the whole world, any place, anytime, anywhere. And this is the banner, the flag that's flying over this ministry. And you know what? It's real. It's real. You don't have to wonder what I'm doing. Wherever I'm at, I'm somewhere serving Jesus. I thank God I could have been dead, but I'm still here to serve him. I'm still here to worship him. Still here getting to know him better. And better. And better. So that's the one, ilovejesusministry.com. And then the other is and I'm not ashamed to put my name on it. You see, when it all boils down to it, we all need Jesus to help us. And Jesus helps. Jesus helps all, everyone, anyone who calls upon him. Upon him. You hear me? So I'm happy. But the thing you got to remember, God loves Jesus. I don't know how people can forget that. God loves Jesus. So holy God is not asking you to do something he's not doing himself. And when you think about it, God gotta love Jesus, because God is Jesus. And God and Jesus said, in that day, Father, they will know that I am in you and you are in me and you and I are in them. Woo! And Jesus help people. And God says that Jesus can help you. God says that Jesus is the help that he sent for us all. As I was putting these websites together, I was smiling. I'm still smiling. Do you love Jesus today? If you love Jesus, then it ought to be easy for you to believe that Jesus will help you. I received a little thank you card from the 17-year-old. That came here that I prayed with, him and his mom. But this card was from him. He was writing. He sent it. The young Canadian I told you about that came here. That card just made me smile. And it reinforced the fact. If you allow Jesus to, not only can Jesus help you, Jesus can help you for good and make it permanent. Yay! Did you hear what I said? I said Jesus can help you for good and make it permanent. So I don't know. I told you that day. I told you, I said it's hard to buy a domain with Jesus in it. But glory be to God, God allowed me to pick up about, I don't know, maybe 8, 9. And I'm going to point them to each of the where they should be. But you see, there's no guesswork with God. There's no confusion, no ifing with God. You have to let God do it his way. Yes, it might be some discomfort, but in the end, oh boy, I was saying to somebody that I was chatting with, I think, I mentioned Job, you know, I laughed. I said, remember Job? In the end, remember how he probably felt when he was going through. My friends don't understand me. My children were taken from me, wiped out. My body was disfigured. Can you imagine what that was playing on his mind? Everybody thinks I've done something wrong. But God said to the enemy, have you tried my servant Job? You see, God knew what was in Job. And God also knew something else. That once Job had gone through, once Job had overcome, that he is not only Jehovah Jireh, he's also Jesus, the restorer of the breach. Jesus. And you see, Jesus knew that he was going to restore double to Job, but Job had to go through to get it. He had to go through to get it. But when he went through, he even restored children to him. And not only did he restore it, the Bible says he gave him, what, double? He made him probably one of the happiest men on earth. But you got to go through. You got to stand. And you got to know that you 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 know that the love of Jesus is long, strong, and powerful. And that it will bring you over and it will bring you out and you're going to come out better than before you ever went in. And I had to get those websites up because the message, I think I might just send you a PDF on this because I don't think I really want to do it. I don't know what the problem is. I'm not able to do this yet. Maybe I'm supposed to put this up as a website because I have it all together in a PDF with a cover on it, with a colorful cover on it. You know what the cover says? Warning! This is only a distraction. Everything I went through, everything you went through, it's just a distraction. I think I'll go on with it. I think I got time. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 through 22. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. You're not circumcised. Your heart wasn't circumcised for you to live under the law. It was circumcised to trim off all the unbelief. Because too many people, Christ has become of no effect in them. But the Bible says, faith, which worketh by love, verse 7, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his own judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I preach circumcision, which I don't, I preach grace. But you see, some of you should have had your heart trimmed when you first got saved, but you didn't get it. You didn't get it. If you would have gotten it, you would have understood that you've been called unto liberty. You would have understood that all the law is fulfilled in one word, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Yeah, I guess maybe. What lust? The lust that's found in Galatians 5:19-21. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft. Hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, and orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then, you know, I just kind of wrote that in several different translations. Because God wanted me to get it. The wrong things the sinful self does are clear. The wrong things the sinful self do. You see, you got to really take a hard look at those works of the flesh, that uncleanness. One translation say sorcery, strife, contentions, reveling, they that do such things shall not inherit God's kingdom. Now the effects of the corrupt nature, that's the flesh, the corrupt nature. So I'm looking at this. Because see, when things happen to me, I want to know why. I want to know, where did I sin, God? Where and how did I open up the door for all this stuff to come upon me? What did I do? Where did I go off track? And I don't rest until I understand it. And then once I understand it, I don't do it again. But until I understand it, I might do it again. Brothers and sisters, the Lord said, Erica, it was the spirit of distraction. I said, well, how did it work? He said, distraction is a thing. He said, but in your instance, it was a spirit. He said, distraction, distraction is a spirit. I don't know who is this? Who is this right here? The last four on your phone is 1649. Who are you? Who is this?
Lucy from Canada.
It's who?
Lucy from Canada.
Lucy.
Yes,
Man. God had me just find out who you were. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good and blessed. Are you?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
I'm gonna have to talk with you, okay? Because
okay.
I haven't heard from you in a long time. Praise
I've
God.
Been on. I've been connecting, but just staying in the back.
You have?
Yes.
Well, you know what? This is the first time I was able to see you come on.
Oh,
so
okay.
God have kept you hidden, okay?
Okay, amen.
Praise God. All right, I'm going to go back to distractions.
Okay.
Distraction is the process, or like God was showing me, a group of spirits working together, diverting the attention of an individual from a desired area of focus, and thereby blocking or diminishing the reception of desired information. The meaning of distraction, as God was wanting me to understand it, is something that distracts an object or a spirit that directs a person's attention away from something, using supporting spirits of diversion. The spirit of distraction, along with the supporting spirits, cause a person or persons to abide in both a natural and a spiritual state of confusion. And that also includes a state of mental uncertainty. That's why witches use it so heavy. That's why sorcerers and wizards and evil human spirits use it. It's one of their chief weapons. Example, I forgot where I was. I forgot what I was doing. In witchcraft, it causes you to be baffled, bamboozled, bewildered, confused, discombobulated. It causes brain fog. It causes you to be perplexed, puzzled, and tangled up. Holy Ghost gave me some spirits related to that, or that support the spirits of distraction. And one of them was, God said, abashment. Abashment. Spirits on assignment to make or to attempt to try to make someone feel embarrassed, ashamed, disconcerted. Write this down in the chat room, Jennifer. Destroying the self-confidence or the self-possession of another person. Meaning these witches who send these spirits out have a mission to rob you of your self-confidence, to rob you of your self-possession, meaning through the spirit of distraction and the supporting spirit, it wants to take yourself. And it wants to exchange itself for yourself. It wants to put you in an emotional state of self-consciously being uncomfortable. Working with it. Supporting spirits of discomfort. Embarrassment. Flurry. Commotion. Call what? Chaos. It also works big time through lying escapism as it kills your time. You see, it works under reveling, revelry. It works under false entertainment and false enjoyment. It works under keeping a state or keeping you or trying to keep you in a state of being wildly excited. Emotional, that's what manic depressive does. Example, he was driven to distraction by the constant noise, by the constant bickering. You see, that spirit, along with his supporting spirits, then causes what? It causes disruption in your body, in your physical body, which houses what? The temple of God. It causes feverishness, deliriousness, agitation in your body. So what happens then? Through those spirits, your body is agitated and your soul is disrupted. It puts you in confusion, chaos, disorder, havoc. What's this word here? Pandemonium. Brothers and sisters, as God was showing me that, I'm asking him, deliver me. Deliver me from the fruit and the work of distractions. Deliver me. I'm steady talking to God. Deliver me. Deliver me. I see it, God. I need you to show me how to overcome this devil. I need you to show me how to overcome this witchcraft. I will not be distracted. I will set my face like a flint, just like you say, God. I'll be that tree that's planted by the river. I will not move. I shall not move. God, deliver me. I'm not moving until you deliver me. And guess what God did? He delivered me. He said, now I got you where I need you. You won't be distracted again, will you? That's when he said, now it is time to live your new life in Christ, connected to God. Yay! I said, that's what it was all about? He said, yes. Now, I want you to live from this moment on like you love me. Live like you love me. Live your new life connected to God.
Something trying to steal my mood, my crazy thoughts trying to kill my groove. That's when I hear a voice whisper through the noise that brings a bigger picture into view. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every word is, every night, every second thought about tomorrow's waiting time.
You to renounce the spirit of distraction. It didn't work, devil. I want you to renounce the spirit of abashment. Renounce the spirit of abashment. And I want you to renounce the thief in the name of Jesus. It didn't work, devil. This is what I want you to say. I retain all my virtues. I retain my personality. I retain all my godly possessions. Thief, the Lord God rebuke you. Now you cough them spirits out that tried to steal your personality, tried to steal your virtue, tried to steal your power. Renounce them. Go! Cough them out, breathe them out, go! Get out! The Lord God rebuke you! Spirit of chaos, go! In the name of Jesus, go! Get out! Go! I break and destroy the power of distractions. All the supporting spirits of distractions. Go! All the works of the flesh. Go! Out! Loose that body. Loose that body. I want you to say, thief, you've been caught. Say it. Thief, you've been caught. And I command through the power of God and the love of Jesus, I command devil restoration. Devil for my trouble. Go. Go. Go! Get out! In the name of Jesus. Go! All supporting spirits of abashment, I break your power. I cancel. Say this. I cancel every unknown contract. And by the power of the blood of Jesus, it will not be enacted against me. Again, as you love cursing, so let it return unto you. Go! Get out and come no more. Now, Father, fill with the power of your Holy Ghost every area that's been emptied out. Fill with the love of Jesus and the power of your own Holy Spirit. Fill. Fill. Ha, 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 devil. It didn't work.
Listen to your mind.
Captain Erica Shepherd. I'll see you tomorrow.